Havana. It's 8:29 here with the morning after in for Danny today on Q105. Special guest Dan Watson here with us, coach of the Walleye. You mentioned before the break that you like for sports movies, Tin Cup, Miracle, Slapshot.
Yep.
How about like the major leagues? Those are big.
Oh
movies.
Yeah, big major league fan as well. Maybe not like the twos and threes, but the original.
Right.
The original major league is fantastic.
What's your favorite sport aside from hockey?
I'd say golf.
You play a lot?
I try to. I used to, but now with three kids and wanting to spend time with them in the summer, it is tough. So I'm in a 9-hole golf league with my father-in-law, okay. And there's my fun.
Okay. So will you sit and watch like golf on a Sunday afternoon or something?
Oh,
like you like it that much?
If I can, absolutely.
Really?
So you might maybe watch a little bit, throw a nap in there, and you wake up for the final few holes when it gets interesting. Absolutely.
Still going.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One of my like hallmarks of spring being here. Like I hate this time of year. I don't dislike the holidays. I hate the weather that comes with it.
Yep.
Like I just don't deal with this well. But when March hits and like when I can sit down on a Sunday afternoon and watch the final round of the Masters, and it's like one of the hallmarks that spring and warm weather is coming.
Yeah, that's so true. And for us, that's playoff season rolling around. So it is a phenomenal time of the year is spring. But again, that Masters Sunday, it's like, okay, spring's here, summer's coming. This is a good time.
Do any of your guys play with you? Of them play?
No, we have a lot of good golfers. We had someone golfing last week.
Who's the best golfer on the team?
I think, there's a little group. They've got Kyle Bonus, Connor Crisp, Austin Brassard. There might be a few others that I'm missing, but I know those three like the sport a lot.
They bring their clubs with them? You bring your clubs on the road?
No, not on the road. I'm trying to think. We went down to Florida one time for a full week and back in the day, and we did. We got in two rounds down there, which is nice.
Awesome.
Especially in a cold January here in Toledo. You head down to Fort Myers and it's 70 degrees and you're able to wear shorts and hit the ball around.
Yeah. The one year I spent in Orlando for Christmas when I was working down there and there was like a frost warning. Like when we get like level 3 snow emergencies here, they had a frost warning because it was going to be like 48 degrees. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is beautiful.
The city probably shut down. I lived out west in Long Beach, California for 2 years and any time there's a chance of rain, the city shut down. It was a ghost town. It was unbelievable.
Does everybody remember, must have been 5-6 years or so ago, when Atlanta was paralyzed with like a 4-inch snowstorm?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the baseball player, Chipper Jones, was bailing his ex-teammates off the highway on a four-wheeler because they just don't have
they have nothing set up to handle
it. No plows, no treating of roads.
Ice, I'm sure ice down there has got to be terrible.
Yeah.
So if snow, they might be able to deal with, not very well, but ice, I'm sure, has got to be a killer down there for them.
Dan, do you know what table reads are?
No.
Table reads are where, we're doing this again.
I like it.
I have a lot of Happy Gilmore here. Where's the other one I'm looking for? It's where actors and actresses just basically sit down and run through their lines, but they do it at a table.
Okay.
They do it at a table and they run through the stuff. So I picked out some hockey movies for you to do.
Perfect.
And let's see. Miracle. You said you like Miracle,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Paul?
Oh.
Would you do the honor here?
Sure, I can't read, but let me do this.
You can be Jim Craig, who was like the famous player from that 1980 team.
All right.
And of course, Dan, you can be Herb Brooks, the coach of that team.
I'll be coach, okay.
So here we go. We will reenact this scene of Miracle, which I think most people are pretty familiar with, a hockey movie from the 1980 U.S. hockey team, the underdogs. Paul?
Wait a second. I've given you all I've got, and now you're pulling the plug on me?
Have you given me the very best? Because I know there's a lot more in you, a whole other level that for some reason you just don't want to go to. What the hell? You don't understand what the hell I'm talking about.
No, you know what I understand, Herb. I don't understand you. Nobody on this team understands you. I don't know why I'm pointing.
Is
it in the script?
You, with your ridiculous sayings and your drills and your stupid psychology test, you had everybody take.
Everybody?
What? Wait, what? Sorry, I thought it was what? What? So this is what this is all about? Because I didn't take your test? Fine. You want me to take your test? I'll take your test. Is this what you want?
No. I want to see the kid in net who wouldn't take the test.
Oh, my goodness.
Dancing.
And cut. Well done. All right. Dan, what coach, regardless of the sport, whether it's hockey or not, do you look up to try to emulate?
I've had a couple. There's there's a couple for sure. Mark Hunter, who's now the assistant GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs, was my junior coach in Sarnia. Extremely demanding, but gave you the utmost respect because he knew if you worked hard, you know, that's all he demanded. So I got a lot of work ethic from him. And then just the mental side of the game you know, the ins and outs was Pat Stapleton, former NHL player for the Chicago Blackhawks, was on that famous 1972 Canada Cup team that went over to Russia and beat them. He was phenomenal just in terms of your mental preparation. So two guys that, you know, I like the mental side of hockey because it is extremely important. And then just the demanding coach, the work ethic, the show up every day and do your best type of mentality as well.
How many times have you seen Miracle?
Oh, numerous, numerous amounts
good,
of
good,
times.
Good. All right. Here on Q105 with Coach Dan Watson from the Walleye. Do you know this speech?
I don't know it off by heart, but I know exactly where we're going.
Which one? Is this like the marquee moment of the movie?
I would say it would have to be.
Can you give me some of that?
Yeah. Like, where do you want me? I'll read this whole thing for you if you want.
Yeah, like this is like total coach speak right here.
Where's that music in the background? The whole, you know, come on. That's right.
It's table reads, not rehearsals.
Oh, okay.
But I want to feel it. Like, I want to be able to run through that glass window after you're done this.
See, I wish I had my card with me, dress in my suit, my tie. I could walk around this place and this would be phenomenal.
Point your finger.
That's right. Yeah. I already got pointed at this morning, so. All right, here we go. Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle, one of the most famous speeches of all time in sports. So, great moments are born from great opportunity, and that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9, but not this game, not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them, and we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You're born to be hockey players, every one of you. And you're meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets are. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Not bad.
Yes.
Wow.
When's the last time you had to give a come to Jesus speech to your team?
That was a home game, just in between a second and third period against Fort Wayne in the morning game. We were up 3-0. They tied at 3-3 heading into the third. It's just... And it's not so much the screaming and the yelling in sports is kind of done. It's more message and tone.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, the message of we'd never get outworked at home. We kind of took a period off. Let's go get them. And sure enough, it was a 6-3 win.
Can you think of any other famous fictional or cinematic hockey coaches?
Ooh. I'm trying to think here.
Can you... Paul, Ashley, famous, fictional maybe, cinematic hockey coaches.
The guy in Mighty Ducks. Who is that?
Mighty Ducks.
Gordon Bombay. I keep forgetting about the Mighty Ducks, even though Cincinnati's doing Mighty Duck jerseys. Like,
that's a good idea.
I think they had 3 Mighty Duck movies. They're doing each jersey. So period one is Mighty Ducks 1. Period
that's
2.
Awesome.
And it's blown up too, as well, all over social media, and that would be a neat one.
I feel like I need a stick to like hit the table with as you read.
That's right.
How many houses of Harry Potter are there?
I have no clue. I know nothing about Harry
Paul?
Potter.
Paul?
I don't know.
Not a Harry Potter. No. All right, I'll play Jesse. You can give me the Gordon Bombay, Dan.
Yep.
Is that all right?
Yep, here we go.
Fire
Gordon
away.
Bombay. You didn't listen to a word I said. I said, keep your heads up. You put your heads down. I said, hustle. You went slower. That was the sloppiest playing I've ever seen. Why the hell don't you just listen to me?
Why the hell should we?
I don't care. You want to lose? Fine. You're the ones who look like idiots out there.
That was in the beginning of the movie, before they got their act together, right?
And then they went the flying V,
yeah.
Dropped the puck, the knuckle puck to the big defenseman. Oh, yeah.
What's the most gimmicky thing you've ever tried or play that you've tried?
You know, there are some interesting ones that just set up like quick one-timers at the end of games, or, you know, and it has to be so perfect. That face-off has to, a lot of it's face-off plays.
Right.
You have to win that draw perfectly. It's got to be a perfect pass, a perfect shot. I think the LA Kings pulled one off earlier this year with, 1.4 seconds on the clock, perfect face-off play in the net it went. But those are some of the gimmicky ones. No flying Vs. I don't know if that would work in our league. And I think, It might have even been offside. I'd have to check the video on that. It might have been offside with the amount of drops they had.
I like it. Always, it's always good to hang with you. Good to see you. Glad you're doing well. Glad the team's doing well.
Absolutely. We're having fun in Toledo again.
Glad you went to the right radio station today. I'd have been disappointed if you texted and said, I'm here outside of 125 Superior.
No. Moved. I made it to Arlington and awesome. Real happy to be here.
Thanks, man. Good to see you. Game tonight is a home game, right?
Yep, 7:15 against the Worcester Railers, a new hockey team in the ECHL.
Awesome. It's 8:39 with the morning after on Q105. We've got entertainment on the way. An announcement for Golden Globes. Who will host them? A familiar name.
And we're going to check in with Denny before you go to break.
Right now?
Yep, it's 8:40.
All right, thanks for reminding me. Sorry.
No problem. No, it's cool. Oh.
Hi, Denny.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Are the things alive there at the Living Appliance Center?